What's up,
hello,
soap
suds?
You are awesome, and I love you, Manny.
What's up, soap suds?
Welcome to the 27th episode of the Bibble Babble. I'm your co-host, Shell Bubbles.
I am here.
Everyone give a round of applause. He made it. He made it.
I am Mr. Manimator, but you can call me
Manimator. Somebody pour Gatorade on Conrad. We got him.
Who's Conrad?
Damn.
I was doing my thing. Why would you interrupt me? My name is Mr. Manimator, but you can call me Manny, and I have a YouTube channel, technically.
Hooray! You can follow him there.
Yeah, I also have my own podcast, which now has 2 supporters, which is insane.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, one of them is like a screen name, and the other one is just a regular name, so it's kind of funny.
One's Psycho Sin and the other one is Gregory.
Well, it's kind of like that. It's like Psycho Sin and Michael Handley.
Man, you just dox this man. Fully put his name out there.
Can you dox
there,
someone for a name? Not really.
If they have a very common name, probably not.
Yeah, like my name is very, very common, especially in Virginia for some reason. Like in Virginia, there was regularly it was like my name is pizzeria or something like that. Like everywhere, it was like this name's blank was everywhere. And so everyone's like, oh, is that Manny? Is that you are a pizzeria? Oh, is that your
pizza,
general store?
You make it a pizza. You can't make pizza. You're not Italian. Yeah.
Is that your large jumbo dildo emporium? Is that yours? And then
I
said,
I wish that you owned a dildo emporium. That'd be funny.
I want to keep it secret. Stop.
Stop.
You violated the law.
What's up, Al?
No.
I'm going to censor it in post.
Yeah, why would you say my real name? My name is incredibly. Like, it doesn't even whittle me down to a gender. Like, you're never going to meet a girl named Jake. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be very hard to
you
meet.
You might.
But, like, my.
If the parents hate her that much.
I've met a couple of men named Shannon, and that's just not a man name to me. I've only ever met, hi, I'm Shannon. Oh, nice to meet you, young lady. Like, that's all. I've only ever met that. Even when I was a child meeting kids on the playground and they'd tell me Shannon, I'd say young lady. Because I'm a gentleman. But, have you met, is that just me? Like, Shannon being a guy's name? Isn't that a little weird?
Yeah. It's kind of, I haven't heard of a male Shannon.
Right.
But, like, my name is Shelby, and I don't really hide that from anybody. I just say my name is Shell because I like how it sounds better. But I think it's weird that some guys are named Shelby. Like, I've never thought about that as, like, a masculine name at all.
One name that threw me for a loop when I was a kid was Jamie. That one.
Oh, Jamie.
Yeah. Like, because to me, that's a boy's name. And I don't know why. It's probably because it's, like, the first person I ever met that
was
named Jamie,
Jamie
was a boy.
Yeah.
Mm. So, like, I was just like, that's that name. That gender goes with that name. That makes sense to my child brain.
Yeah. We're on the same brain cell today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that was...
Damn! That was a good riff you just did. What the hell? You should audition for The Voice, too.
Speaking of...
Whoa! Guys, I'm auditioning for The Voice.
So how are you auditioning for The Voice? Because I'm assuming you didn't go in front of any judges or anything.
No.
How's this working?
Like, there's, like, the official website where you can do auditions and stuff. I signed up for it yesterday.
The official website. Now I have to look this up. Maybe I should, but I should totally, like... I should just, is it, you send in video or audio?
You send in a video.
Okay,
I
should
to
just
upload
send in
a
Jamal.
YouTube video for the first time in like 5 years. Uploading a YouTube video.
I should totally just send them a video of Jamal. And him
in
saying
chair.
Absolutely nothing.
And you just, like, turn the gain up so you hear all of the noise and silence. The room tone like,
is, like, deafening. It's just, like, you can hear someone getting, you know, like, a domestic dispute, like, five apartments away.
How could you not be there for your son, like, in the background? Yeah,
it's just Jamal, though. And, like, you can tell that it's a video, too, because, like, the noise is all there. And, like,
you should go outside with your wife and just pretend to have a fight with her to make the noise happen.
Dude, I get scared of that because, like, we like to joke around a lot. Like, I was just like, oh, I should beat you up more often. Like, just obviously joking. But then she'll joke about it in public. And I'm like, no.
She's like, yeah, I'll kick the shit out of you.
Like, oh, yeah, that's usually how it goes. It's usually her abusing me in public. That's usually how it goes. But, like, she'll just be like, you always beat me up. And I'm just, I, like, look around and I'm like, stop. I don't do that. I genuinely don't do that.
I don't. Stop, babe. It's not funny. I'm serious. It's not funny.
No, stop. Stop. Like, I actually start beating her. Like, right there. To
You can't do that, man.
So how did you... Wait, hold on. Ariana Grande is one of the judges now?
Oh my god, I might meet Ariana Grande. I like Ariana Grande.
You might see Ariana Grande. Like,
I don't know, I might... I might be within like 4 miles of her at some point.
Yeah, right? It's like, I'm pretty sure like... They have snipers on your head as you're performing. If you, like, approach them, they would, like, just drop you on sight.
They'll, like, shoot a bodyguard at you at full, like, 60 miles per hour.
There's a cannon. There's a literal cannon.
It goes, like, thump, like a t-shirt cannon, and you just see a big bald man,
you
like,
see a man shaped
across.
Like the Kingpin from Into the Spider-Verse coming at you. That man was shaped like a bullet bill, dude. Like... I don't know.
I hate how right you are.
Exactly, right? So, you got past the first one, so...
Well, it's basic... It wasn't really, like, fully an audition. It was just, like,
it said it was an open
send
call.
In an audio submission, and then we'll, like, look it over, and you can set up an appointment for your next audition.
One thing that I hate about these kind of things is I've done a couple auditions for, like, in-person things, and it just... It makes you feel like such a piece of meat to them because that's really what it is, like. Cause
yeah, you just
these
need
shows
to do exactly
are,
what they want. That's
yeah, the, well, these
they...
shows are half casting or like half like finding contestants and half like casting almost, where they're just like, okay, is your story depressing enough? Oh, your dog only has 4 legs. Well, it should have 3 legs. We're voting you out. Oh, your mother and father are still living together? Sorry, that's a problem. We can't.
Your family member didn't go through a drug crisis. Sorry, man.
It's honestly though, like you might be surprised if you like make it far enough, you might find out like how absolutely heinous like the people involved with casting are.
I mean, most of this, like, I wanted to do this because one, it's been always like a dream of mine to even just be on the show for like one episode.
Oh, yeah.
And like the second part of it is more like trying to get over a hurdle of like my anxiety disorder.
Well, that's good.
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I just imagine you're just like, I just want to get on the show. So I imagine you get on the show and you literally like you shit yourself in like on.
I'm singing a Bo Burnham song as my audition is like, are you feeling nervous?
Oh, no, you're
nervous?
Just doing everything. All of the time. Ah! You just scream. Oh.
I'm very far from the judges, but they can just smell like
you can
liquid
hear,
shit.
You can hear an audible plop onto the stage. Oh, no.
You just see like Adam Levine just go.
Adam Levine's not even on the judges thing anymore. He like.
What?
He's like in his home and he's just like.
He's watching the show. He's like, oh, whoa. he doesn't even watch the show live. He watches it like a clip of it on YouTube. He's like,
sees it on TikTok and vomits on his phone. He posts
like,
about it.
Oh, God, what happened?
He posts the video of him actively vomiting onto his phone on TikTok.
I'd kill myself if that was a real thing.
Just don't eat anything for the like the week leading up. Then you can't poop yourself. It's not possible.
That hurts me. I eat a lot.
I eat a lot.
I eat a lot. It is good. I want... I've been having a revelation lately. Oh. Usually, like, fruit's not my favorite thing. But, like, I've been in the mood for a bunch of fruit lately. Like, I want to have a fruit salad.
That's a revelation?
Yeah, because usually I'm just like, oh, I want meat and veggies, yum, yum,
yum.
Do
you know what a revelation is? I don't think you know what a revelation is.
Yeah, because, like, I've never had that happen before. It's like, wow, this is new to me.
I don't think you know what a revelation means.
Anyway, the Bible's not important.
It's a surprising or a previously unknown fact.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I've been craving food a lot, and I didn't realize it until, like,
today. Oh, okay. I understand now. I thought you were just like, I used to not like fruit. Now I like fruit. That was a revelation. I'm like, no.
No, that's a change. That's a change in taste buds.
That's what I was saying. That's, like, how I was understanding it at first, and I was like, no, that's...
Like, I realized I wanted sweet stuff. But, like, when I had, like, a cookie or something, I was like, this is not what I wanted.
Ah, I see, I see.
And my brain was like, bro, you want fruit, you fucking stupid idiot. I was like, oh.
You talk to body and you're just like, but bro, cookie.
Cookie. I have a small, like, with the Oreo minis, and I grab one out and it's like, cookie.
No joke.
Very
the other,
small.
Do you remember Cookie Crisp? Do you remember that?
I used to eat those all the time when I was a kid.
I genuinely...
But they're really bad.
Well, like, they're bad as in, like, they don't taste good, or bad as in they're not good for you?
Bad as in they don't taste good.
Oh, you're
not
a false
anymore.
Prophet and should
not
be sent
anymore.
To the shadow realm.
Not anymore! They used to taste really good, not anymore. I think they changed the ingredients or something. It tasted weird.
Well, they probably have. Speaking of cereals in general, why is everything a cereal now?
For fun.
Have you ever walked down the cereal aisle? There's Minecraft cereal. There's Pokemon cereal. I saw, and I kid you not, JoJo Siwa cereal. Now, I understand she's popular, but it wasn't even like from a show she was on. It was just like, hi, I am a person, and I am also
Here's
a
my
cereal.
Cereal.
I am, like, the cereal is made of me. Consume upon my flesh. Like, how is that not weird to you? It's not weird to you, like, that a person is a cereal now?
They've done a lot of person-related cereals. Like, you remember Migo-O's? Or, like, Booty-O's? Because Booty-O's was, like, I think a WWE thing.
I did see that. I saw a guy wearing a shirt, and I was like, that's a funny shirt. And then I saw it on the shelf, and I went, I was scared.
I remember there was a like a chip brand that's like called like Rap Snacks or something like that, and they have a lot of people on their chip bags, like Cardi B.
Oh,
like,
yeah, Rap Snacks, yeah. Like, yeah. Hi, I am an I've never understood that, but like, can we go back?
Hi, I'm an artist.
Can we
I
go
am
back
also a chip
to the idea that there was most likely children eating Booty-O's and the implication of that.
Yeah.
Like, why they're
like
called Booty-O's?
I don't like that.
It's literally a veiled joke about eating ass. And there's, like, probably kids going, like, I like that cereal because it looks cool. And they don't realize it.
Mommy, I like Booty-O's.
Mother, I like to consume ass.
That's my child when I have a child.
No,
they're gonna learn all my disgusting nature and just be like, mother.
No,
I'm not gonna make them eat Booty-O's, bro.
If they're probably discontinued. How did that get on the shelf, man?
Because it was funny.
No. That should have been like I'm not saying. Oh, I can't believe you'd sell that. It's more of just like, how is that allowed on a shelf
I don't know.
It was at child height.
It shouldn't be in the kids section of
That's
cereal.
What I'm saying.
It should be right next to the Raisin brand.
There is no kids section to cereal. It's cereal. It's understood that a majority of it is for children, and then there's the boring Special K Life cereal that
Raisin
I eat.
Bran.
I like Life cereal. But anyway. And
Frosted Mini Wheats.
That should have been like a thing in a merch shop. You know what I mean?
That should have been next to your Honey Bunches of Oats, not next to Captain Crunch.
Okay,
oops,
do you know how
berries.
Many grandmas would have had a heart attack looking at Booty O's while they're trying to grab Honey Bunches of Oats?
I hope so.
They're just like, Booty O's, eh! And they just drop dead. And
Booty O's, eh!
I think that they would be more offended about freaking, like, the idea of, like, that's a veiled eating ass joke. What?
No, I don't think you know. Hold on, man. Old people have sex a lot more than you think, man.
I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it.
I don't want to think about it.
I need someone to auto-tune that and make it a chorus for a techno song or something.
I'll try to figure it out.
It's like a stupid dubstep song. It's just like,
I don't want to think about it.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I played a sound effect.
Stop playing sounds because they're not going to understand it. No. I can make a really bad joke, but I feel like it'd bring the vibe down. I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
It's a good joke. To me.
They'll say the joke, then I'll
no.
cut it out.
No, it'll bring your mood down. No.
I'll cut it out.
I will not. It will bring your mood down.
I will not. What kind of mood will it bring down?
It will, well, I mean, someone brought up racism. So I was going to say
I'm sorry. Old ladies sometimes are like the most racist people I've ever met.
Yeah, they're going away. What I was gonna say was that, like, since they can't hear the sound, I could be like, ladies and gentlemen, she's just playing an N-word sound clip. and so I wasn't going to say that. Because I could totally get away with it.
I would never do that.
I know, that's the joke.
I would never do that.
I would never.
Guess what I did the other day? I made a soundboard of my own voice to fool people.
Oh, I hate that. No. No.
Yeah, I'm playing some of the sounds for
him. No dip. I can tell that.
He's like, well, they don't know that. It's just complete silence for them and you being like, you know?
What is that? What is that sound?
The sound that you made. The sound that you made. You're like, no.
Stop.
That reminds me, a friend of mine has a cat, and every time she feels a little sick and she's gonna, like, produce a hairball, she goes, meow, meow, meow. And she'll, like, jolt around and be like, it's the funniest shit.
I just like the meow, 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 meow. And then I like to imagine, like, so imagine this. Imagine, like, you had some invisible string tied to, like, the front arm or the, like, the front part of the cat. So, like, right where its, like, front legs are. Right?
Yeah.
And you just jerked it around a bit. That was the idea of, like, the like, that's what I was seeing. Just like, like,
I love that.
Oh, Lord.
She just turns into the Trix rabbit. We're back to cereal.
The Trix rabbit doesn't go, he doesn't do that.
Yeah, he goes, Phil, I want the Trix. And they're like, silly rabbit, Trix are for me.
Silly rabbit, go to hell. They just send him directly to hell. The Trix rabbit, like, doesn't even set. What does the Trix rabbit?
And then
rabbit
grandma's
sound like,
hello, Charlie, hello, would you like a lollipop?
Trix rabbit ad. I need to know what this freaking stupid Bugs Bunny knockoff idiot sounds like. I don't think he says anything.
That's him right now. He's like, he's like, womp.
He just has a super generic name. Or a super generic, like, voice. He's just like, oh, I want some Trix. Like, that's all it is.
Oh, man, I want some Trix. Yeah. I don't know. Let's think of, like, funny mascots. What was your favorite cereal and cereal mascot?
My favorite cereal, my favorite mascot was not the same because, like, I never got
That's why I asked two different questions.
I think my favorite mascot was probably, like, the... I don't know. I didn't get that attached to them. I'm trying to
think. Mine was, like, Toucan Sam. That was my favorite.
I liked his voice. I really liked the Cinnamon and the Apple from Applejacks.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Dude, they took the man's dreads.
They
They took his dreads.
They took his dreads away.
Can't have anything in Detroit. They stole his dreads.
Oh.
I'm so mad because, like, you know, it was some stupid Twitter petition or something like, Cinnamon doesn't even come from Jamaica. Doesn't, it's the Cinnamon, man. He has a creature made to sell a cereal. And he can't have dreads. Why?
I don't know, man.
I just, it's so infuriating.
Wasn't Applejacks, like, discontinued for a while?
Maybe, but no. I've never...
I know, but, like, I liked it, but, like, I was, like... For a while, I didn't see them in store shelves. Like, when I was a kid, I was like, where did they go?
Dad, where did they go?
Do you remember when you were in, like, kindergarten or first grade, and they, like, had that gigantic bag of, like, off-brand Fruit Loops?
They still have that, dude. I ate that for, like, years.
Yeah.
Bro, okay, I'm just sending this to you real quick. They lobotomized my boy, because it doesn't look right. That was the box before. This is the box now.
Oh! His brain gone, bro!
I'm saying!
His brain is missing.
He's not all right.
They took his fucking hat too, man.
They took his fucking eyes.
They took his hat away.
Do you understand now why I'm like, that is a fundamentally worse design now.
He could have kept the hat.
He was cool. Least. Who was...
Who was upset by the
I don't know how
dreads.
You could be upset. It's not like he was being like, oh, bumble clap. Like, he wasn't doing that. He was just like,
who
I'm
the Cinnamon.
Who was upset
over a cartoon cinnamon stick with dreads? Who was it?
People should have been much more upset with the way that the apple was designed. Do you see how monstrous this thing is?
He has a weird face.
I tried to copy an image, but it's too big.
No, I know what he looks like.
Like, I don't need that.
I don't
man.
Need a reminder.
I don't want to put that I don't want to see that.
The way that he looks reminds me of these old claymation cartoons I used to watch.
I think that was the vibe.
Not like Wallace and Gromit or anything, but it was like what's it called? Bump in the Night. Do you remember that?
No. But
Bump in the Night was about these monsters that lived underneath someone's bed, and like they got into wacky, crazy adventures.
Look at this idiot.
Get him out of here. He's so yucky. Cinnamon will always be the number one for Applejack.
Everyone liked the Cinnamon. Like, everyone was like, the Cinnamon was cooler.
Everyone loves him.
Everyone was like, the Cinnamon... someone made a joke meme about Applejacks being in Smash. Who hated on this man? People should have been much more offended at the freaking Apple's design. Like, that's offensive.
I don't know, man. It's stupid. Here's, like, the intro of Bump in the Night, so you don't have to watch a whole episode.
Oh, what in God's name is that? Oh, you've shown this to me before, I thought.
I might have. I reached out to Saberspark to look at it, actually, and he responded.
I have never seen that before. But that is, like, that same style. I think that was the point. I don't know, man.
I think it's cool.
They even took away his eye ring. He had, like, a ring, like...
Oh, yeah, he had, like, a little eye
Yeah,
because
he was a Jamaican dude.
Because he was cool.
Yeah, now he's just a freaking lobotomized Slim Jim knockoff. Ugh.
The poor guy.
Applejacks removes the beanie and dreads on Cinnamon, and it scares me. Oh, maybe it wasn't, like, a thing. Maybe they were just trying to, like, get out ahead of it. Like, they were just like, oh, this is probably going to be a problem.
I hope people are asking to put it back.
I like this. On Twitter, it says, I found out some boxes of Apple Jacks removed the beanie and dreads on Cinnamon, and it scares me. He's a disgusting creature now.
It doesn't look right.
Drug lord transported heroin in Apple Jacks boxes.
What?
Yeah, I know that there's addictive, but they're not that bad.
You stop that.
Stop.
Put them in your booty-os or something. Oh my not gosh. Apple Jacks, man.
We lost a treasure today. A national treasure.
A couple of buddies of mine the other day, since we're talking about, like, food.
Yeah.
We were looking through some, like, nostalgic candies that we used to eat when we were a kid.
Oh, yeah?
What are some nostalgic candies that you remember from your childhood that you, like, absolutely love?
One that immediately comes to mind isn't technically a candy, but I loved Yogos.
Those were good. My god! I totally forgot about Yogos, dude.
Yogos?
I used to eat those every day in elementary school as soon as school let out. Oh, my
Yogos
god.
Yogos was schmacking. Trying to think. I really liked Juicy Drop Pops as a kid, too. And Baby Bottle Pops.
Ooh, yes. I loved those.
I
love the commercials for Juicy Drop Pops.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're always so wacky and crazy. Like, look, kids, it's so sour.
Your own face will fall into itself with the sourness. We are not liable for any disfigurement of your face.
This child died.
It's just they hang on it for like 5 seconds too long of just a child dead on the ground, like fight Family Guy death pose and everything.
Oh my god, I'd buy so many.
This child is actually dead. Moving on, and they just
look into his eyes. Look.
Do you see anything? Exactly. Silence. Do you think he saw the afterlife? Probably not.
You hear that thing where like dead people like shit themselves and he starts shitting himself?
Oh no, he's defecated.
Damn.
What a loser. He should have had a juicy drop. He should have had a juicy drop pop. Oh, that's what killed him? That's what killed him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Give him another.
Prayers go out to this child. Like, they just drop. He just drops.
They call him a loser, and then when he tries their product, they're like, oh, well, okay.
Our hearts and our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Back to the advertisement! Like, just...
It's like a 30-minute advertisement of this man killing children with Juicy Drop Pop.
Go on, try it. I don't want it. Try it. And she's
backs him into a corner. This is
it's
getting
the camera. The camera's like backing a child to the corner, like a hands out. Do it. Do 5 drops. The
it's
last
like
kid did 4 and dropped. The last kid.
It's a fisheye lens of a child's face. Like, ugh.
It's like sweaty and very porous. It's just gross. Go on, do it. Do 5 drops. The last kid died at 4. I want to see if you're man enough. I'm a girl. I don't want to hear it. Do it.
I don't know if you've seen that video of, like, that guy going to people's, like, Ring doorbells or, like, his own. And he brought donuts. He's like, Dunkin' Donuts. And he gets really close to the camera and his, like, nose is, like, poking into the camera.
No. But have you seen those videos?
I gotta find it.
Have you seen those videos of the guy who, like, puts a 360 camera, like, in a mouth mount? And, like, it's super close, so his nose is super, like, close to the camera. It's, like, huge. It's just, like, me going to, like, check up on you, and it's just, like, this long, lanky, freaking freak of nature. Oh, man. Dude. Man, cereal used to be cool. Now it's even more commercialized. How do you even do that?
How do you even do that?
Bro, they had...
What?
How is there a limited edition of a freaking cereal?
Well, that's what they did with Lucky Charms is like all marshmallows. Like that was a limited.
I know that they did. They remember, you know how like Captain Crunch did, like, oops, all berries. It's just like, oh, fuck. It's all my fault.
Oh, fuck. It's all my fault.
It's like in Comic Sans, and it's, like, not even formatted right. It's, like, all lowercase on the top of the box. It just says, oh, shit. It's all marshmallows.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, oh, God, it's all my fault. And you just see him crying in the picture.
It's a picture of his wife.
No, it's, like, it's him in a fisheye lens, and, it, like, the top text is, like, is this thing on?
It's a box of cereal?
Like a camera.
This is the cereal episode, man. This is the cereal episode. I'm loving it.
We need to make the thumbnail needs to be like a box with us on it, just being like, oh shit.
It's you should like draw us super fisheye and just is this thing on a box of cereal?
I gotta.
Oh man.
Oh my golly. God. Yeah. Oh, the rain stopped. They didn't like this cereal conversation.
Oh my gosh. Ugh. That was, I got a chuckle or two.
But listen, man, one of my favorite, like, snacks to have as a wee little lass was those Scooby-Doo fruit snacks.
Bro, them blue ones, bussin'.
The blue ones with Scooby-Doo on it, I eat it.
I so ate it good. Of the Scooby-Doo blue flesh, and it was tasty.
Scooby-Doo blue.
Scooby-Doo-Bloo, where are you?
Wee-ba-boo.
You're in my freaking stomach.
Scuba dooba doo. Tum tum right now.
Scumble dumble do. Where are yo? Oh, man.
We're on something else today, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not crack.
I am.
Well, I can't vouch for Manny, actually. Are you on crack?
Yeah, don't speak for me. It's a podcast. You literally shouldn't speak for me.
Are you on crack?
No, I'm on a chair.
Does the chair have a crack in it?
No.
Okay. Just to make it sure. That'll break your mom's back, man.
No, that's sidewalks, man. I actually stepped on those because I wanted to see if it was true.
What an asshole you are. You want to step on a crack and actually like break your mom's back? Just be,
I
like
wasn't trying
Timmy
to break
Turner
my mom's
episode,
back,
like,
but it was It was an ill-informed curiosity decision where I was like, there's no way that this has any, like, bearing on my mother's spinal column. So I'm
Bro,
going
you're Stewie Griffin, man. You look for ways to kill your mother. Like you're
no,
like,
I don't.
Yes, finally, mother. I've caught
well,
you
then,
in a trap.
Well, my, my mom's back is was broken before I even got there. So, there. There.
Mrs. Manimator. Wait, it's not Mrs. Manimator. What would you
That's
call
my
your
wife.
Mom? Mommy Manimator.
Mominator?
Mr. Mominator.
Mrs. Mominator.
Mrs. Mominator.
It just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Mr. Mominator.
Are you dead?
I like
that. Hello? Is this a seance all of a sudden?
I have a Luigi board. Ooh.
Oh yeah.
And
oh yeah.
I know it's called a Ouija board, but
everyone knows that. Thank God you explained the joke. Thank God you said something. We don't want to get canceled over calling a Ouija board a Luigi board.
I don't
want to
get canceled for saying the Ouija board wrong.
Who could possibly cancel you?
The Luigi board?
The Luigi board could cancel you.
The Luigi board could cancel me. I would. I'll
Moving on. Did you know?
Hello. Whoa, what?
Freaking Super Mario is supposed to have like a thing at Universal soon. Is that cool?
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like Universal Studios. Like
I think they're supposed
the
to have a
park.
Bunch of like. They have, like, a thingy in Tokyo.
Yeah, they've had that there for a while, but I'm pretty sure Universal, like, the theme park has a thing now. Let's see.
I want to go there so bad.
my wife apparently loves Universal. Like, I've never been, but she lived in Florida.
I
want
to go and talk to the donkey and just be like, yo, what's up, man? And he's like, and I'm like, oh, hello, donkey. And I cry.
All right, man.
He's like, all right, man, you chill out now. I'll make you some waffles.
Hashtag we are Mario. So Super Nintendo World. So Super Nintendo World is in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay, but I thought that Universal Studios was having a thing.
It might be. I don't know.
We are farmers.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-bum.
Let's see. So I'm going to buy tickets. Okay, so it's Universal Studios Japan. So I know they're bringing one to somewhere in Florida. Let's see. America.
That's exciting.
I know they're doing like a Mario Kart ride.
Yeah.
Like, and that's super neat. So Universal Studios Hollywood in 2023. So next year. Have you actually seen any images? Because it's actually really cool.
I've seen of that or like the Japan one.
Well, this is supposed to, so I'm about to post, this should be from the California one that they're working on right now. Isn't that cool?
I know that the one in Japan, ooh, yeah, that looks like the one in Japan. They have this thing going on where, like, you have, like, a little wristband.
Yeah.
And it connects to an app on your phone, and you can hit blocks with it, and it'll, like, count coins for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, so look at this one. I'm pretty sure this one is America.
So cool. That's what it's gonna look like.
Oh no, that one. Oh, that one's open now. That is Japan. Hold on, I thought California. What? America? America? Oh God. Maybe they're just doing the same floor plan. I'm not sure.
I'd love to go with a bunch of my friends to, like,
that'd
one of
be,
these parks.
That'd be a super
and
cool place.
And cosplay as, like shitty versions of every, like, character.
Hi, I'm... not what's a word from Mario? What's another, like, way of saying that? I'm Mark.
Hello, I'm Mark.
Oh? Oh, you are? Yes.
Hello, I am Mark. Hi.
Hi, I'm...
And then he's...
I'm Bowels. You mean Bowser? No.
I'm Bowels.
Man, this promotional stuff's really interesting.
Hello, I'm Pribus Toot Toot. How are you?
Hello, I'm Prince Apple.
Prince Apple.
I'm the Prince of Bel Air.
That's so cool.
Isn't that neat? I don't know how they would do, like, a Mario Kart where, like, you actually get to, like, throw out stuff, you know? But it looks like they're doing a lot of AR.
Ooh.
See, like,
that's
exciting. This is from the Japan one, and it looks like all the guests are, like, wearing a HoloLens-looking thing.
They have a lot of rides like that right now.
Yeah, there was one cool. in Six Flags where you can wear a VR headset. It's okay. Like, it's not... incredible. Like, it's not like, wow. It's just kind of like, so the one that I did was at Six Flags was like, you put on a headset and it synced up to it, and you could shoot stuff with, like, if you hit the side like thing. And what it was is you were flying a fighter plane and you were trying to shoot down, like, aliens.
Yeah,
it was, like, neat. I was like, ah.
I remember that thing reminded me of, like, most arcades have this one, like, quote-unquote, cart ride thing.
Right.
Where you, like, lay down on a weird seat, and you, like, hold on to handlebars on the side, and you choose which ride you want to go on.
Oh.
And it'll, like, rumble around and, like, shake you. But, like, you don't have, like, a VR headset or anything. You're just staring at
the
screen.
Oh, those are 4D rides, I think, is what you're talking
about.
That's what they call them.
I like those.
Those are cool.
4D rides. I like them. They were cool before the VR came out. That was my quote-unquote VR experience.
Shut up. VR used to be real, man. It wasn't even virtual. Back in my day.
Back in my day. I can't say that. I can't.
Dude, back in
I'm
your day was
to.
Like a couple of days ago. Like, You can't.
That's what I'm saying. You can't say that either, though, because
yes,
you're like.
Yes, I can. I'm a decent deal older than you.
4 years?
Yeah, that's enough for a generational difference.
That's not enough for, like, back in my day. We've had pretty similar childhoods.
Okay, did you ever interact with a VHS?
Yes.
Floppy disks?
No.
I interacted with floppy disks.
But I had a VCR and I had a shit ton of Disney movies on VHS.
Yeah, I would have if my dad's kind of been a technological adopter. And so when VHS came out, or when DVD came out, he was like, I don't need these anymore. And he threw them away.
I remember the first VHS I watched, I think, that I remember anyway, was Toy Story 2. When I put it into VHS, and it was like, you are a toy!
You're mocking me, aren't you? Speaking of that individual from that movie, Lightyear, I went and saw that this weekend.
What'd you think of it?
It wasn't good.
Oh, no. I was hoping it'd be good.
Yeah, so was my wife. I was like, I'll go see it. Like, I didn't really care that much, but she was really excited about it. So the way I'm like, I won't spoil anything really big, although it's not really that.
Anything?
Like, it's not much. It's like, there was a couple of jokes that I thought were pretty funny, but, what was I even going to say? Shoot. Oh, yeah. So the thing begins with saying just like, in 1995, Andy received a Buzz Lightyear toy, a character from his favorite movie. This is that movie. And I'm like, no. No, it's not. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Because it wouldn't... Okay, first of all, if it was, then Tim Allen would have been the voice of Lightyear.
That's true.
So...
Wait, why wasn't he the voice of Lightyear this time?
Yeah, so no good reason, pretty much.
So they were just like, fuck you, Tim Allen?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, like, he's a bit more conservative, and so a lot of people are saying is like, it's probably because he's conservative, and Chris Evans, who is the new voice, is like super...
It was Chris Evans?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's fine. Like, he's fine in it. It's okay. Like, I'm not really that mad about it, but it's just like, don't be like, this is that movie. It's like, no, it's not. Just don't even try. Just don't even tell me. That's what it is. I would have been fine if you had just left it, like you hadn't even said anything. I would have just accepted it as this is a spinoff. Like, I understand that. I can live with that. But they were like, this is the movie that inspired Lightyear. It's like, first of all, this doesn't look anything like his toy. Like, it doesn't look like him. So just let it be a spinoff. Like, you can be confident.
But actually, because it looks nothing like him, it's pretty accurate to how toys come out for movies.
Well...
Like, they look nothing like
they do. Well, they look crappier, but, like, not the full design looking different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the new design has, like, all these plates and stuff that are everywhere, and, like, it's, like, they look very fundamentally different, but it's whatever. The movie is just kind of, like, and there's a twist at the end that's, like, technically makes sense, but it's not fulfilling, you know? Like, there's a twist with Zurg.
A twist with Zurg?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Zurg, his enemy. Like his Darth Vader.
Zurg. Yeah. His dad.
It's not his dad.
Oh, that's a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler, luckily. It's not a spoiler.
No, it is for Toy Story 2. Remember when he was like, I am your father.
Yeah, but that was
And Buzz goes, no! And then they play sports with each other and they're happy.
See, I don't remember that last part. I don't remember the sports part. I don't know what you're talking about, the sports part.
They like, got, like, this big gun that shoots balls, and they, like, shot it at each other, and it's like, great catch, son.
Oh, you're right.
They're related.
Yeah, no, they're not in the movie. I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay.
So, makes even less sense, you know? Like, like, there's a lot of just, like, this is the motivation of this character. Okay, that's fair enough. It's like, Zurg is gonna get him. It's like, why is Zurg there? Because, like, in the movie, Zurg just shows up. He's just like a thing. And then he's like, oh, we got to get away from him. Like, it's like not explained. He's just like, we should be afraid of him. And that's it.
Yeah.
It's...
Sorry, I'm reading through an article about it, like, why Tim Allen wasn't in it, and it was like, it probably suffered at the box office because there's two lesbians kissing in it. Is that real?
The lesbians kissing? Yes. Which makes even That's less... Cool. Well, it makes even less sense for being in 1995, because that wouldn't have happened in 1995. Like, that just historically wouldn't have happened. So it makes even less sense. And, okay, here's the thing, okay? They have a kid. Not an adopted kid. They have a kid.
Oh.
How?
Wait, what?
Exactly. Like, so there's a montage. Like, this shouldn't spoil anything. There's a montage. It's, like, within the first 20 minutes of the movie. Where, like, Buzz keeps coming in to, like, one of his friends who is the lesbian. And he keeps coming in, and it's just like, oh, I'm... Like, he's kind of, like, letting time go by type of thing, where, like, oh, I'm missing parts of your life and my life, blah, blah, blah. And so it's just like, she's like, oh, I've got a girlfriend. Now I've got a wife. Now I have a child. I'm like, but they show her pregnant. And it's implied that she's pregnant from her wife?
I would think there'd be a surrogate.
No, it's just never explained. It's just... Like, so, yeah.
Maybe the world there is so technologically advanced that they got to the point where they could have the ladies have children.
But it's from themselves.
1995! In the movie's universe!
Yeah, but that
bro.
Wouldn't have happened if the movie was made in 1995!
That's fair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's in a different universe, though.
No, it's
so,
not.
Like, okay
it's
okay.
No,
in their
it's
universe.
Not. It's literally, they're literally saying that Andy's favorite movie was this movie from 1995.
No, what I'm saying is, like, maybe in the Toy Story universe,
you're telling me this universe was
in 1995.
That, why do we have the movie?
For fun!
Why, it's just like, it's. It's not a good movie anyway. Like me and my wife were like, oh, that's weird. Why would that be in a kid's movie? It's like a weird thing to include. But we saw the scene, we're like, whatever. It still wasn't good. We still didn't like it. Funny enough, though, we weren't as disappointed in Lightyear as we were with Doctor Strange 2, Wiki Wabbly Worlds.
Is that what it's called? Wiki Wiki.
I wish. It would have been a better movie.
I wish.
Yeah, it's just like... Yeah. It's really weird. Also, the frickin'... What was it? Chris Evans and, like, a bunch of stars. Like, when people were bringing up the lesbian kiss thing. Like, it was more of, like, a peck on the cheek. It wasn't anything gratuitous, which I was like, okay, thank you, please. Like, this is still a kid's movie. Like, there's no hardcore sex scenes for, you know, straight couples in kids' movies either. So I feel like that's a pretty level playing field there. But apparently they're just like, oh, yeah, if you want to see this movie and you don't like it, you're stupid and don't go see it. So it tanked at the box office.
Mm.
Like, bad. Like, it didn't beat Jurassic World frickin' Dominatrix in its second week. And Lightyear came out this week. They didn't beat the second week of another not good movie. It's really bad.
Yeesh.
Just like, don't go see it. It's like, no, that's how you get people into the seats. You tell them not to go see it. And apparently a bunch of people, like, didn't know that Tim Allen wasn't the voice and were, like, really pissed off about it. Like, there's a picture of, like, a poster outside of a theater that says, like, letting you know, Lightyear is not starring Tim Allen. It is not about the origins of the toy. It is about the movie the toy is based on. And I'm like, that's really weird.
I don't know.
That you would have to put up a piece of paper for that. You know what I mean? But
I knew it wasn't Tim Allen, but I didn't know it was Chris Evans.
Yeah, it's Chris Evans, and he's not even like doing a voice. It's just Captain America. It's just
yeah.
Which Chris Evans' voice just sounds like generic white man number five to me. You know what I mean? Like the voice selection in an RPG. You know, like you'd hear like, "All right, let's go. All right, let's go. All right, let's go." Like that's his voice.
Yeah,
is just like one of those selections. I really wish that they would stop casting celebrities in animated movies in general.
Unless they have like experience in animated movies.
Or if they at least do a different voice. Like, I'm very scared that Chris Pratt's just going to be like, "Hi, I'm Mario." And then in Garfield, "Hi, I'm Garfield. I hate lasagna. I mean, I hate Mondays.
I hate lasagna."
They were just like, "It's bold. You're casted." I don't know. I'm so tired of just like every trailer for an animated movie like being a list of celebrity names. You know what I mean?
And I remember when I was watching like the live action Garfield movies. I forget who voiced him in that.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Yeah.
Yeah.
That fits so. I actually well, that but it did was so fit. Scary.
That was terrifyingly like fitting. It was weird. Oh, you know what? Actually, speaking of Lightyear, did you ever watch the TV show as a kid?
I watched a couple episodes.
I loved that TV show as a kid.
It came on during times of the day where I wasn't home, so I never really caught it.
I caught it, like, a couple of times. Like, I remember what the characters looked like, but like, I don't remember anything else. But apparently, I think it was something with, like, Tim Allen, like, when he got into his drug scandal, I think, or something like that. Or maybe, I don't know, I'm still like hazy on that, so I'm not sure, but apparently...
I don't know Tim Allen lore.
But yeah, there's deep lore. But apparently, Patrick Warburton voiced Lightyear for a couple, like, for a season, or, like, they replaced him, or, like, redubbed it. And I listened to it side by side. Tim Allen crushes Patrick Warburton as Lightyear. I thought, like, Warburton would be,
yeah,
like,
yeah, because
a
Patrick
fit.
Warburton's like, hey,
Peter.
In all of his roles.
No. He does, like, he
and
does
I love a, that, but, like, it doesn't work for Buzz.
He does a slightly different voice. Like, it's not like he's just like, "All right, I gotta be Krunk."
It's not like he's Krunk. Not,
yeah, but, like, let's see. Patrick Warburton.
I love all the characters that Patrick Warburton voices.
But the thing is, he just voices him. Like, he doesn't do voices, really.
I love it, though.
Yeah, it's okay. It's the same with, like, John H. Benjamin or whatever his name is from Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. Like, he does a voice on Family Guy that's, like, a side character. He does, like, a joke where he's like, "You want to hear impressions? Here's Bob from Bob's Burgers. You want to hear Archer? Here's Archer from Archer." Okay. And he leaves. Let me see. Patrick Warburton. Buzz Lightyear. I remember I saw like a compilation. Buzz Lightyear of Star Command. That was such a good show. How many episodes does it have? Now I'm curious. I should rewatch the show as like a guilty pleasure. Let me see. It had... So Patrick Warburton did do... That's weird. I thought that Tim Allen did some of the voices. He did, didn't he?
They might not have been able to cast him.
Well, they did because I saw a side by side. Let's see, Buzz Lightyear versus Tim Allen. Maybe that'll. Okay. That's on iFunny. That's weird.
What?
I was trying to find the comparison, and it was only on, like, iFunny for some reason. Frickin' blah, 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 blah. I am desperately trying to find content. Ba-da-da-ba-ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba.
I'm saying, bro. Get on the voice, bro.
I should get on the voice.
Yeah. Shit yourself on screen. Have had a movie and throw up.
"Hey guys, what's going on?" Like, actually do it right in front of them and go like, "So I'm going to be singing." Just like, don't even like mention it in the slightest. Oh, man.
Do you... maybe it's too late to bring up this topic, I guess, but... Do you remember, you know VeggieTales? We both grew up in Christian households. We both remember VeggieTales.
Right.
Do you remember those funny little spinoffs where it'd be like Larry Boy?
I liked Larry Boy. I actually have the PS2 game of Larry Boy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies growing up was Larry Boy and the Bad Apple.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I always grew up with mm-hmm. The Big Fib.
Oh, yeah, The Big Fib.
Yeah.
And then The Rumor Weed.
And The Rumor Weed.
You know?
Yeah.
I spread rumors about everybody, and they cry, and then they kill me, and I die.
The Bad Apple, they had no reason to give her such, like, a sexy voice.
Sorry, what?
I don't know who her voice actress was.
For who?
The Bad Apple. Like, her singing voice and her talking voice was so, like, seductive.
Okay, Bad Apple, VeggieTales. I do not recall that voice.
I remember it felt like she was seducing Larry Boy to get into, like, the chocolate river. And she's like, chewing, chewing, always brewing. And, like, being really, like, weird and predatory.
Oh, this is a new one. I grew up with the older ones. This is a newer one. All right, I'm about to listen to her voice. Oh.
He's currently
listening to her voice. I see what you're saying a little bit more.
It's weird. Her voice is literally like, oh, hey, babe.
Right, like, hey, baby.
Oh, hey, babe. Like, actually.
Is there a song? Oh, I'm about to listen to the Temptation song.
Oh, I love that song.
I'm trying to listen to it.
Sorry. But we can't just stay quiet on our podcast.
I wouldn't call it seductive, but, like, her voice is definitely, like, velvety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't get turned on by apples like you, Bub. I'm sorry.
Especially, I didn't get turned on by the
especially
apple.
Especially bad apples.
I got turned on by the voice of the apple.
No.
I got turned on by the voice of the apple,
you
not
were seduced
the apple.
By an apple somehow. How?
No, the voice. The voice actress.
I don't know.
Did a good job.
I will say one voice that, like, I actually really liked was the voice of the chick from Wander Over Yonder.
Oh, Lord Dominator.
Yeah.
I don't think that's her name, but, like...
Yeah, well, like, she's the antagonist.
Something similar to that.
But, like, I very much like her voice.
She's the big bad.
Yeah. Over Yonder... If I type in Wander Over Yonder, I bet you, like, yep, the first one is I'm the bad guy. It's, like, the third. It's got 19 million views. I am not alone. And liking that voice.
It's the best song. And her voice is so nice. I love ladies who voice hot ladies. Like, Marceline from Adventure Time. Her voice actress and singer
Marceline?
Is just, like... Marceline?
I don't know who that is.
You didn't watch Adventure Time?
No, that was just when I was, like, getting old enough to where I didn't, like, watch cartoons anymore.
We're
basically the same age. Like, we grew up with the same stuff.
I would think so, you know?
Yeah, but I didn't. That's what I was trying to tell you.
How old were you in 2013?
I was 14.
You were, like, the perfect age demographic for it.
But you were 10. You were the perfect age demographic. I thought it was
But so were you!
I thought it was a dumb show. I thought it was dumb. I watched an episode, I'm like, there's no plot here.
Well, yeah, the first season's fucking stupid. The first season's stupid.
Well, that's when I was a child. And also, I don't know. I didn't like it. It's fine. It's not the end of the world. I thought it was a very, very basic show that didn't seem like it went anywhere. Same with regular show.
Oh, you fucker. You stinky boy.
I think of the two, I'd probably like a regular show more, just because it seems like something more that I would vibe with now. But like, let me see. When did regular show come out?
Fix this mess now or you're fired!
Regular show aired 2009, so I was only 10. Why did I not like it then?
Did Adventure Time air? I don't remember. I thought it was 2011.
Regular show came out 2009, and then I'm pretty sure Adventure Time.
I thought it was 2011. Yeah, no, it's 2010. My bad.
Yeah, 2010. So I was 11 then.
You were the age demographic for it.
Okay,
then.
I still didn't like it. Still thought I was dumb.
What about Gravity Falls?
I liked Gravity Falls. I didn't get to watch most of it though. This was also at a time when like I didn't really watch much TV anyway, like anywhere.
Yeah. But, oh my god, I forgot about Uncle Grandpa.
What a disgusting show. I saw that and just knew.
Such a silly show.
Such a silly willy show.
What was your guys' favorite show around the early 2010s? Let us know in the comments. No, I mean, let us know in the question I put up on Spotify.
Are you gonna remember the question?
I don't know.
God, I hope so.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Why don't you go ahead and support us?
Wait!
Why don't you go ahead and support us?
I need to do the segue! Your favorite thing now should be supporting this podcast at anchor.fm/BibbleBabble.
That was the worst segue.
I don't think
you've
that was that
so
bad.
Far.
That was pretty good.
I think it was okay, but it was like the worst one you've done so far.
So, of my good ones, this one was not great.
Yeah.
So, it's still fine. It's just, okay, I have peaked.
It's the worst of them, but it's not bad.
I'm sad now.
Anyway, check me out on Twitter at BubbleShell or Twitter's... Yeah, that's Twitter, BubbleShell, or anywhere else at ShellBubbles. Check out Manny on his Twitch channel, twitch.tv/MrManimator. His podcast at Manny Rambles, anchor.fm/Manny Rambles, or YouTube by searching up Mr. Manimator.
Yeah, that's the best way to find a podcast is just go into my YouTube channel. I upload there too.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll hear you in the next episode.
I've never heard them once in my life, and thank you to Curly Cinnamon.
Goodbye.
Bye. You didn't say the names.
You did just now.
I did, but you didn't. I feel like you're lacking on names, man.
I forgore. My brain feels like cheese.
Well, then you should not eat it, because it'd probably be bad for your tum-tum.
It's too late.